Bibles, let's open up to the book of Acts, chapter number 1. The book of Acts, chapter number 1. Thank God for the good singing this morning. We praise the Lord for it. And I was thinking, it's just a sitting there. And those of you that know me know I get sort of anxious or ever what the case may be is anyway. I woke up real early this morning preaching to myself and been sort of in that gear all day. I got thinking about this. I think there's several groups of people that would that like for me to preach this morning. I mean several. I thought about Brother Savage, there's a whole host of heaven. Wherefore, see, we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of. In other words, I think as we sit right here, there's a whole host in heaven that like for preaching to happen this morning. I'll tell you, not only is that a host in heaven, I think he's a whole host in hell right now. That says, boy, listen, if nothing else happens, I sure wish that you'd preach this morning. Amen. Bible said that when the rich man died and went to hell, and he asked Lazarus, he said, send my five brethren. He said, send Lazarus back. He might testify to my five brethren, lest they come into this place of torment. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ have us. The Bible said, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, all long suffering, darn. And I'll join the Apostle Paul was saying, as much as lieth within me, I'm now ready how to preach the gospel. Acts chapter 1, to read one verse. Acts chapter number 1, verse number 11. You pray for, I hope the church wants us to preach this morning. Amen. Praise God. Listen, I'll tell you this, friend. You may not even know you need preaching. But faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. That's the means by which God's provided for us in this day. Amen. Acts 1:11. Read one verse. Which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? Same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you see him go into heaven. Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you this evening. And God, thank you so much, Lord, for everything you've done. God, I thank you for every song that's sung, every testimony given. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that, Lord, we're not just as other men. Father God, we're not gathering under vanity. Lord, the Apostle Paul said, if Christ raise not, and then, Lord, then all this is vanity. Lord, we'd be of all men most miserable, but thank you, Lord, this morning for the blessed hope that we have. And God, that we're absolutely sure based on the testimony of all of those, and God, that you were crucified, and died for my sins, died for me. And God, died as me, and not just for me, but for the sins also of the whole world. And the Lord God, on that third and appointed day, and Lord, I thank you, God, and Lord, that you came up despite every provision that was made to prevent it. And God, I'm glad there wasn't enough demons in hell. And Lord, I'm glad, Father God, there wasn't enough Pharisees. There wasn't enough soldiers. There wasn't enough Sadducees. And Lord, I thank you, God, for what you did. I pray for a few minutes of time. Oh, God, you'd hide us behind the cross. And the Lord, I pray, help us to honor you. And Lord, like we ain't never before. Oh, God, I pray, Lord, if it ever be a day. And Lord, I'd like for you to help us preach. I'd like for you to help me this minute. And God, though this be the last time we'd ever get to stand and proclaim the truth. And Father, we love you. We thank you. Ask you all these favors in the lovely name of Christ. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to notice in the book of Acts, we find in verse number 3, how the word of God says this, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, and is to say his suffering, and by many infallible proofs, having been seen him for 40 days. He said, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. In other words, friend, where we pick up this story, it's the Lord Jesus Christ has already suffered like nobody ever suffered. I was crucified like nobody ever done. And to thank God he done it all for me. And he done it for you. And I say, thank God. I say, thank God. Let me just stop right there and say one more time, I thank God that he done what he did. But listen, friend, you all know the story. And no doubt, they did not faint. And they thought whenever he died, that old soldier came by, and pierced him in the side, and he thought that's the end. And whenever he bowed his head, gave up the ghost, he went and placed him in a grave, and wrote rolled the tomb in front of it, Scotty. I placed a seal on it and said, that's as far as it'll ever go. How little did they know that was not the end. That was just the beginning. Amen. I thank God on the third day, as my wife was playing up from the grave, he arose. And with a mighty trump, our soul, he arose a victor from the dark domain. And he lives forever. I say, praise his name. And then he arose. Amen. Oh, listen, friend. And God up, thank God. And death stung him. And the grave tried to hold him. They both found out on the third day. And neither one of them was able to do what it was. And thank God the Lord Jesus Christ had got up. And you say, preacher, who rolled the stone back? And the Lord didn't need nobody to roll it back for it. He is already out of there. He didn't roll the stone back to let him out. He rolled the stone back to let you look in. Amen. And the Lord already came out very early in the morning. Oh, listen, friend. Here we find, y'all about to preach me death already. I want you to listen, friend. I mean, they rose up. And you understand. And when they give the account in 1 Corinthians 15 talking about men, he said, first he was seen as Cephas. He said, and then of the 12. I thank God. Then said, then he appeared unto 500 brethren at one time. Oh, listen, said then of James. And the apostle Paul said, and last of all me, as an apostle, as one that was born out of due season. In other words, thank God. Listen, friend, it wasn't just one or two people saw it. I mean, it's a whole host. And they saw him for 40 days. Amen. Hey, thank God they ate with it. He came through the walls. I mean, listen, you say, preacher, you believe it? Every last word of it. Amen. That word of thank God. I believe he's more alive than you are. Amen. Hey, listen, thank God. I believe, thank God, he's more real than you are. I believe, listen, friend, everything he done, he's standing here after the 40 days. And Brother Bobby, he goes up there to the mount and he's getting ready to ascend up. He's getting ready to head on up. That's where we pick our story up at. Oh, listen, when he looks at his disciples and he gets to talking about how he's going up. Here's what the scripture said. Watch this, verse number 11. And the first thing said, why stand ye gazing up? Oh, listen, then on down there it said, and the same Jesus which is taken up. And he said, come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. If Lord help me this morning, I'd like to preach on this thought. On up, up, and away. Amen. Up, up, and away. Thank God. Hey, listen, friend. We come to this passage. And they're standing there. And they're gazing up. And the Lord done ascended up into heaven. Right in front of their sight. As they're standing up. And they said the same one. And now listen to me, friend. He's coming back in the same manner. And it'll be the same one. And a glorified body. And I'm going with him. Amen. Let me just stop right there. And say I'm going with him. But up, up, and away he goes. Amen. If Lord help me, I want to preach on that. I want you to listen, friend. It just depends on where you stand at, on whether that's a good saying or whether it's not. Amen. I thought about, first of all, you understand that's the theme of Satan. Amen. I mean, when the Lord was walking in the flesh, his desire was that thing. Up, up, and away he goes. I thought about you find over there. How you understand that when the Lord Jesus was walking, and the devil's desire was to have him delivered up. It says so over and over and again in the Bible. In Acts chapter number 3, it said whom he delivered up. And we find the Bible teaches us, a friend down there in John, at chapter number 18, verse 30, it said if he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up. And the devil said, let's get him up. He said, we're going to have to deliver him up. How too much good's happening. Have the blind seeing. Have the dead's being raised up. Have the sinners are getting born again. As Zacchaeus is getting saved. I mean, all these folks that think they didn't have no hope. All of a sudden they're getting hope. And now listen, look at me, friend. Let me just stop right there and say, if you're one of those folks without hope, and because of the resurrection, you got hope, amen. Amen. Thank God. Oh, listen, friend. I'm telling you, he said, let's deliver him up and get him out of the way. And so they delivered him up. I turned him over to the hand hands of the Gentiles. But surprise, surprise, surprise. Romans chapter 8, 32, how the Bible teaches us this. How when it talks about him, he said, who delivered up his own son. In other words, listen, Brother Jones, they thought they was the ones that doing it. But that's not the case. And the Bible said that God delivered up his own son. Hey, Ted Wright, how you know why they was able to take him? Because God allowed it, amen. Thank God. How you gotta be kidding me? How you think that they'd be little old creatures? I'd be able to take the creator of the whole universe. I'd not a chance in this world. Oh, listen, they was delivered up. And then I got to thinking about, not only was he delivered up, how that was the theme of Satan. But he said, let's crucify it. Here's what the Bible say about that. It say that he was lifted up. I thought about what it said over there. In John chapter 3, verse 14, he said, even as Moses had lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Amen. Ain't that right? Thank God. Boy, listen, what they looked at on one side, and they looked up at the cross, and they said, that's where we'll kill him. But instead, when he looked down from the cross, he said, that's where I'll make him alive. Amen. Ain't that right? Hey, what they looked up at, and they said, that's suffering. And what he looked down at, he said, that's a place of relief. And what they looked at, and they said, man, that's awful. And God looked at it and said, that's the means by which I'll save sinners. Amen. If you'll get saved, you'll get saved by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. That's the only way for it. Oh, listen, I'm glad. I'm glad it's whosoever will. Hey, listen, I'll tell you what the Bible said. In John 3, 4, when it says that. In John 12, 32, he said, and if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. In the book of John, chapter number 8, and the Bible said, whenever he was lifted up, he said, then shall all men know that I am he. Amen. Oh, listen, I'll tell you what happened. They lifted him up, Brother Doug. And they got him up on that cross. And as soon as they did, they start saying, come down, come down. Amen. Hey, you know why, Brother Adam? I knew right then. That was him right there. And he worked up the crowd, up and away. So I'm preaching on. Hey, you remember they delivered him up? Listen, they tried to lift him up. You remember the cry of the crowd in John chapter 19 when they all got together and they all worked up the crowd. And Brother Waters, they said, away with him. Away with him and crucify him. Oh, that was the theme of Satan. Have they offered him up? Have they bound him up? Have they beat him up? They put him up on a cross. And my friend, where he suffered like nobody ever suffered. And they took him down. They bound him up. And they put him in a tomb. And that was the end of the story. Amen. Oh, listen, friend. He said, we've done away with him. We've done away with Christianity. And we've done away with his followers. And we've done away with all that. Oh, boy, wouldn't they look foolish if they could be in Jamestown, Tennessee in the year 2024 on March the 31st. Pilate's dead. Herod's dead. That crowd's dead. He's still alive. And so is his church. Amen. I mean, thank God. Alive and doing well. He said, upon this rock, I'll build my church and the gates of hell not prevail against it. Amen. I'm thanking God. Praise God. Praise God. I'm glad, friend. Up and away he goes. Oh, listen, let me say this. Hey, they thought they had him, but that was not it. And then I thought it's the theme of Satan. I also thought, thank God. Listen, where we're standing at, it's the triumph of our Savior. Down in the grave. You understand, he wasn't just hanging out. Tony, he wasn't just there hanging out. And the Bible teaches us he'd already went down and he preached to the spirits in prison. He went down. Brother Keith, and listen to me, friend. Preacher Savage, hey, was that group down there been waiting since Abel's blood was shed all the way up into the thief on the cross, and they went down into a holding place called paradise. Had been talking about him, preaching about him, had been singing about him, telling about him, had been looking for him, and to thank God one day when they put him down in the grave. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, the Bible teaches us he went down and he preached to them. He said, that's me, amen. I'd like to have heard that message, wouldn't you, amen? Hey, listen, I'm saying this. That boy, they put him down there and they thought that's as far as it went. But I got to thinking about that. I thought about, first of all, from the Lord's perspective, had up and away. And the first thing I can tell you is he got raised up. Amen. And the Bible said in Acts 2:24, that said, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, for it were not possible he should be holding of it. I like that pretty good. Amen. That's God the Father who raised his son up. And in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 11, that's what you read this one, wasn't it? That said, and the Spirit of God that raised up his son. That same Spirit. I mean, listen, I'll tell you what raised him up. How the Father raised him up. How the Spirit raised him up. How the Bible said in the book of John chapter 10, he said, I've got power to lay down my life and I've got power to take it up again. He said, who raised him up? All three of them did. Amen. You can't separate the Godhead. How God the Father, God the Son, how God the Holy Ghost. They all three agreed in one that they'd all get up. Amen. And on the third day, they got up. Amen. They got up. He was raised up. Aren't you glad he got up? Anybody listen, you understand? Kelsey testified. If he'd have done everything he'd done, healed everybody he'd have healed, raised the dead, touched the blind, done all of those things. And he did not crucify, missed it. If he died on the cross, Brother Joe, hadn't to listen, and yet he did not get up, we'd all still be lost in our sins. We'd be lost. Have no hope. I mean, everything, the religion be in vain, faith be in vain, preaching be in vain, serving be in vain, worshiping be in vain. But thank God he got up. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm simply saying this. He was raised up. But that's not where it stopped at. How the Bible said over there in Ephesians chapter number 4, how the Bible teaches us there, Ephesians chapter 2, I think it is, how whenever he talks about, and it says, wherefore he ascended up. Amen. Oh, that's one of my favorites right there. I don't think in our day we appreciate this. I don't know that we really can. How much understand in the Old Testament days, how when they went in the tabernacle, they had to go in the one gate, and then they had to go by the brazen altar, offer up sacrifice, and then the brazen laver, and then they took another step into the holy place, and there was a table of showbread, and there was the altar of incense, and there was a candlelight on the other side, and then once a year they got to go into the holiest of holies, and where was the Ark of the Testament? Hey, listen, and the mercy seat, and Brother Kim, what they done, that's one time a year, that old feller take the blood in there, and go marching into that place, and take up that sacrifice, and go all the way into the holy place, and he'd put the blood on the mercy seat, and turned it from the judgment seat out to the mercy seat. It's the same place, only difference is when the blood gets applied, and no more judgment, only mercy. Amen. Well, praise God. I'm about to preach myself happy up here. Amen. Hey, listen, thank God. I go in there once a year and it produced atonement, put off their sins for one more calendar year until the next day of atonement. But the Lord Jesus Christ, hey, Bridget, he shed his blood. I shed his blood. I took that blood up, Brother Joe. I thank God went into the tabernacle and not made with hands and went up into heaven. I thank God walked in the holy place and went up to where the mercy seat was. Hey, listen, presented the blood for every soul, and whosoever will have faith in what he done gets born again. One sacrifice for sin forever. Amen. He ascended up. He ascended up. He ascended up. Hey, listen, now I'll tell you what we find. We find up, up, and away. Hebrews 10:19 said, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Christ. I like verse 20. He said, by a new and a living way. Up, up, and away. Amen. I'll tell you what he did. He got up, he went up, and he made a way. Amen. Thank God. Praise God. If you in that way, it ought to make you happier. Amen. I'm simply saying, listen, friend, how would you get to God? I mean, how are you going to get to him? Listen, look at me. You don't even know where he's at. Tell me where he is. You don't even know where, other than there. Hey, man. And you can't get there from here. If we were to give you 10,000 times 10,000 lifetimes, you would never even exit the galaxy. You'd never make it out of the second heaven, let alone get into the third. And if you were to get there in your sinful state, you'd be in mighty big trouble whenever you stood before a thrice holy, fiery-eyed God who's not going to look at sin. You'd be consumed before you got in His presence. You say, brother, what do we do? What do we do? That's why He sent His Son. He sent His Son. Brother Bobby, they had flesh just like you got flesh. Amen. Just like I got flesh. Went through things just like we went through things. So thank God on the other side, I had somebody Eli could get a hold of. I could never get a hold of God, but I could get a hold of flesh, son. Thank God. There's one mediator between God and man. It's the man, Christ Jesus. Amen. You get to heaven, you'll go through Him. You'll go through Him up, up, and away. It's a good way. It's a straight way. It's a narrow way. It's an eternal way. You get on this way, you're there. Amen. I thank God for it. Thank God. Hey, the Bible says, though a man, though a wayfaring fool, he shall not ever therein, but shall find it. Are you on that way? Up, up, and away. I thought about this. I thought about the triumph of the Savior, but then I thought about this. I want you to listen to me, friend. I thought about the testimony of the saints. Up, up, and away. Up, up, and away. I mean, the devil thought up, up, and away he goes. Found out he's still here. Listen, they tried to hold him down. He said, up, up, and away he made. And there it still is. And then the saints were sitting here right now. And you know what we're waiting on? Up, up, and away. I used to like playing that game. Maybe y'all didn't like it. Amen. Up, up, and away. One of these days, up, up, and away we'll go. Amen. I thought about right now, friend. You understand we're in that place where we're just gazing up. And the folks, hey, say, man, why are y'all doing what you're doing? Well, I'll tell you this. We're looking for something, amen. And so we got our eyes cast up. And we're just gazing up. And the Bible said in Titus 2:13, I'm looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of a great God and our Savior, and Jesus Christ. I'm looking for somebody, amen. I'm gazing up. I'm looking up. And the Bible teaches us. He said, listen. He said, look up, lift up your heads, and for your redemption and draweth nigh. Where the people of God are right now is we are in a place where we're looking up. Amen. Not looking down. Thank God. Listen. The Lord's about to come and I'm a-going when He does. On the first load. First class. Y'all listen to me. I ain't going on business class, riding in the back of the bus. I'm telling you, the Lord's coming. We're looking up. And one of these days, we're going to be called up. I'll tell you how it's going to happen. We already know how it's going to work. This makes me so happy. I can't hardly stand it. But I'll tell you what happens for the saints of God. Riley, what's going to happen one of these fine days? It's according to Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. He's just going to reach over the balcony of heaven and going to see a door open, and he's going to say, come up hither. And to thank God when he says, come, we're going. Amen. Amen. You say you believe that? Absolutely, I believe it. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, when the Bible said, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be called up. Amen. That's up, up. Amen. Hey, listen, you call it what I was telling my boys the other night. Call it whatever you want to call it. You call it getting called up. That means we're snatched away. Harpazo is that Greek word. It means they come where you're at and snatched you out of where you was before anybody knew what was happening. Enoch called it a translation. That means that one day he was in one spot and the Lord just crossed him over. I like that term rapture real good. I thank God God's calling me home. But I'm telling you, however you call it, and the Bible said in Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. And verse 28 says, but unto them that look for him and the second time shall he appear without sin unto salvation. Up, up, and away we go. You know what it says in Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 10? He said, rise up, my fair one. He said, and come away. One of these days I'm going, you say, where are you going? Where he is. Said, how long are you going to be there? Till he's there. Amen. Amen. Thank God. I want you to listen. Y'all listen. I mean, that's the testimony. If you're here and you're saved, that is your blessed hope. My hope's, listen, my hope's not in Democrats or Republicans. It's not in the White House or in Putin's house. It's not in the school system or even the church world. My hope rests securely in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Up, up, and away. Oh, listen, that'd only be most of the message. And I sure don't want to preach a 75% message. Listen, it's the theme of Satan. It's the triumph of the Savior. It's the testimony of the saints. But it's the tragedy of sinners. I want you to listen to me and I'll be done preaching. Revelation chapter number 20, verse number 13, the Bible says, and the sea gave up. And the sea gave up the dead which was in them. He said, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast in the lake of fire. Up, up, and away. Up, up, and away. You sitting here this morning, listen, friend, you trusted in anything other than Christ, there'll be a day you're going to die. You hear me? And you can talk about what you're living for, and you can talk about what you love, and you can spend your whole life chasing every dream that ever was. You can be the best hunter. You can be the best fisherman. You can be the best ball player. You can have a Fortune 500 company, be CEO of the whole world. But one of these days, you're going to die. One of these days. One of these days. And the moment that death finds you, it'll be too late to make any more decisions. You'll be put in a holding place called hell, or you'll be suffering torments that are beyond imagination of mankind. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. And the only relief you'll ever get from that, Brother Rick, is whenever you get called up out of hell to stand at the white throne judgment. The only moment of relief for hell. That's not relief. Called up out of hell. Stand before God. Well, I'll tell you what he'll do, Brother Jesse. He will judge them based on what they want. He said, I will judge you based on your works. And you'll find out at the end of this thing, it's not going to be a matter of the good outweighing the bad. You'll find out that everything you've ever done, the very best you've ever done, been unrighteousness in the sight of God. Filthy rags. You'll stand before God, not with your family, not with your friends. Stand before him for yourself. Bobby Joe, then he'll say, depart from me. And away you'll go. Say, preacher, what happens to me then? You'll spend a godless eternity in the lake of fire. And it won't matter if you're sitting at Amazing Grace Baptist Church. It won't make any difference how many songs you've sang, how many services you've attended, how many places you've got your name on the church roll. None of those things will matter on that day. Only one thing is going to make a difference. You listen to me, friend? Only one thing matters. Either your name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life by the Lord Jesus Christ, based on faith alone, by grace alone, in Christ alone. Amen. Or you'll stand based on what you've done. And the judgments, Bible says it like this in the book of Daniel. He said, the judgment's set and the books are open. And for those that are not saved, up, up, and away you'll go. He said, how long will I be there, preacher? The Bible says that the smoke of their torment ascendeth forever. No end. Oh, it's serious. We were shouting out a minute ago. It's serious right now. If you're not saved, Not, listen, let me back up. Let me use some Bible terms. If you're not born again, a follower of Christ, trusting in Him. Followers of Christ don't follow the world at the same time. Have you been birthed supernaturally in the family of God? Say, how do I do that? The Bible says, believe with your heart, confess with your mouth. The Lord Jesus. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I've cleared my heart. Let's stand to our feet.